produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify that we're going to have a little church up in there.
Oh, I'm blessed. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Listen. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, 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 I'm blessed.
Let me holler at Uncle Charlie. Yes.
Thank God for another day. Body waiting on me to find another way. I know trouble all around trying to tear us all down, but I gotta thank God for every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night. But I look him in the eyes and you a damn liar. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear work, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing now, but there's a blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments, trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them damn as I swear. I declare so much power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all right here.
I'm blessed, yes, yes.
Living every moment, no.
oh, oh, I'm blessed.
This is Josie, Josie's Inspiration, recording on June the 7th. Wow, June the 7th, it's 10 days before my birthday, June 17th. And I was initially going to record today's show or the program for the month of June about my birthday and about the excitement that I have preparing a celebration for it. But last night, as I did something that I normally don't do, which is watch the evening news, I was taken aback. I was taken aback by the occurrence of a murder that had occurred at a high school graduation in my town, Richmond, Virginia. It occurred at the same school where my daughter attended. And just the thought of kids being killed after a graduation, there were no words. And as I further listened, I learned that two were murdered and that others were shot and injured. And I was so disgusted, so pained, so angry, overwhelmed, and numbed by that news. And I was texting to my son that I shouldn't have watched the news, or that was why I don't watch the news, because it's always bad news. And what he did was to send me the Charlie Wilson song, I'm Blessed. And so today, instead of me talking all about the excitement of my upcoming birthday and birthday party, which still ties into this topic, but I had to really stop and think about, what does it mean to say I'm blessed? What does it mean to be blessed? Being blessed is affirming, it's empowering, it's delightful and uplifting. When you know that you're blessed, it fulfills that void and confusion that can come from the world around you. Being blessed is affirming when your blessings come in the midst of life's challenges. You recognize that coming through situations is truly by the grace of God and not by our own abilities. Being blessed empowers you to strive for more ways to honor God, honoring Him not just in our words, but in our behavior and in our deeds, because He sustains us. Being blessed is indeed delightful when you know who you are and whose you are, and that's the foundation on which you stand. Listening to Charlie Wilson, aka Uncle Charlie, yesterday did for a moment take me out of that place of grief and grieving. But the world is such a place that I can't get stuck. I have to count my blessings. I have to know that I am blessed. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. While I question what kind of world we live in, the answer doesn't live in government and politics, as some proclaim, in their words and in their deeds. Only God holds us through these tragedies and many more circumstances that we cannot even begin to explain. So indeed, it is important to acknowledge your blessings and look to God's word in times like these. Throughout my life growing up, I learned the importance of blessings as a child. I was taught to say blessings over my meals, and to this day, I still hold that as a value. It's what I taught my children and what I want to exhibit to my grandchildren, to share with them lessons from my past. You would say, bless you, if someone sneezed. Or for elders, as an act of kindness, they would say, bless you, child. Blessed Assurance was sung regularly growing up in church. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. That hymn just has to be one of the most powerful hymns throughout my life, because even as I say the lyrics, I can hear my mother's voice. I can hear my aunts singing beside me, my Aunt Mary, my Aunt Elizabeth. I could hear the whole choir singing. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his love, washed in his blood. Yes, I'm washed in his love too. And I'm not going to try to sing it all because I could feel my voice crackling, but you know, sometimes they just tell me, sing, child, sing praises to the Lord, for he is good. This is my story, praising my Savior all the day long. And so, as I grew up hearing these things and understanding blessing to be many faceted, and now as I listen to the version of Uncle Charlie with T.I. or Tip, rapper, his real name is Clifford Joseph Harris Jr., but you know, we know him on TV, we know him in music as Tip. But I hear them speaking about their trials and their journey as they sing, I'm blessed, and they proclaim that I'm blessed. I can only think of that father and that son and the trials and journey that their lives had taken to the moment that their lives ended. My Lord, there are no words. There are no words. In Matthew 5, the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the name in the same way that they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Beatitudes, you know, I learned them in Sunday school. I learned to recite them. But as I think about the word blessed and what it means to be blessed, I understand. I understand that you have to know God. Yeah. You have to recognize His presence in your life. You have to be able to be still and know that He is God. And know when He's telling you something to do is going to be the right thing for you to do. And to know that even when He isn't telling you exactly what you want to hear, or at the moment you want to hear it, it does not mean He's not listening and working in your favor. This gets me back to June 17th, my birthday. And this year, I'm throwing myself a party. I'm throwing myself a gratitude celebration birthday party because I'm grateful and because I'm blessed to be here. Maybe I shouldn't keep talking about the four cancer diagnoses, except for the fact that that's my witness that I am here through it all. I am still here. And that there have been those who have stood for me, stood by me, stood in prayer, mostly, even when I didn't even know it was happening. Because they didn't need to tell me. I felt it. I felt God's hand on my life from the time I was a child, through every journey in my life, through every circumstance, good, bad, unbeknownst to me what the outcome was going to be. I stand knowing that I am blessed. I am blessed, and my heart goes to the families that were affected by yesterday's shooting. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I pray for comfort for the family. I can't even imagine what comfort would feel like in the midst of that. But I also know that this is all we have, that this is our foundation, that God has blessed us to know that we don't have to go through anything alone. And so today, I'm torn in feelings, torn in my emotion as I sit here thinking about the party and, you know, thinking about how blessed I am that Eric and AJ and Jess and Tam and, you know, others are coming together to put together something just because I said that's what I wanted. And I don't know who's going to come and who's not going to come, and it doesn't matter. Because the love that I have felt, I know, started with God. And if He can instill in me the right way to be, the right way to treat people, if He can help me be pure in heart so that I will see Him when the time comes, if He can help me be a peacemaker by just trying to do something that's positive, I know that I am blessed. And regardless of whatever struggles have happened in my life, whatever struggles are going to come in the future, I know I can stand firm and stand strong because my foundation is in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way that the prophets were persecuted who were before us, We're going to go through something. We're going to go through some pain. We're going to go through some negativity. We're going to go through some hurt. But Lord knows we should not go through it alone, looking to answers from this world. Because this world has no answers. We can't look to the politicians. We can't even hold government accountable, as we shouldn't, because man is fallible, and there are no perfect people. Jesus was perfection. He has gone before us to make a better way for us and to sacrifice for the sins that we have committed and those that we will commit. So, Lord, be with the young man or people who were with him that would cause them to inflict such pain, not just on a family, but on a community, on schools, graduations that had to be canceled because they could not be held after this tragedy. Children whose last day and most memorable moment, for all that they've struggled, will remember violence. Help our children, dear Father God. Be with their families. Be with the ones who love them. And for those who don't know which way to go, dear Lord, may they come to you before they turn to weapons, before they turn to violence. And help our youngsters know early on that they have a purpose and to stay in your care, because this world is not their home. This is Josie's Inspiration. I'm Josie, and I am grateful. I am blessed, and I can't wait until I have an opportunity to come back and talk about the birthday celebration, because this has been a very memorable month. Oh, wow. There's so much that I could just share, but I'm just going to hit on it a little bit, because I had an opportunity early in the month to go to the cemetery where I grew up, visiting, seeing the headstones and the gravesites of my grandparents. And this particular cemetery had come into disarray and wasn't cared for. And there's a foundation that is now spearheading the care of Woodland Cemetery, and the Restoration Committee is doing marvelous work, to the point that my grandmother Martha Clayton's grave, who I had not been able to visit in so many years, was found and uncovered. And what a beautiful day that was for me to be able to see her grave again, and to be able to go to my grandparents' graves, the Crawfords, to my grandfather George Augustus Crawford, to my grandmother Mary Lena Cook Crawford, my grandmother, and some of my uncles, Christian and Harold, are buried there, as well as my Uncle John. And there's so much more that I'm learning as I'm pursuing this journey of my life. That's how I know that I'm blessed, because God is allowing me opportunities that I just could never imagine. But I just say, Lord, I want to do this, and He makes a way. And I say, Lord, I want to find this, I want to see this, and He provides. And I say, Lord, heal my body in the midst of all the cancer diagnoses, and He keeps me still, and I am here. So praise my Lord God. And I know that I'm blessed. And you're blessed. Just believe it and feel it. And know within you, you're blessed. Thank you, and be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Rev. Lydia Speaks Network. I come to you today, as always, because something in the natural kind of pricked me to think about something in the spiritual. Have you ever heard someone referred to as the bomb? It usually means that that person giving the description is very pleased with something someone has said or done for them, and it's a statement that tells how they feel in a moment of joy or at a time of heightened emotion, positive heightened emotion. And that's great, but to realize just how great, we need to first understand what a bomb actually is. Now I'm speaking of B-A-L-M, not B-O-M-B. It is defined in a number of ways. First, it's defined as an ointment, lotion, or cream designed to soothe, relieve, or comfort or ease your skin or your pain, or the pain of your spirit. Something that will restore the calm, negative feelings, or the severity of discomfort. So, What does that have to do with a person? Well, in the Bible, we first run into the word in Genesis when the caravans from Gilead were spotted on their way to Egypt. Now, this doesn't seem like too much of importance because they carried spices and things like that, but it's important that this caravan was the same caravan that Joseph's jealous brothers sold him to. And these were spice merchants, and they traded all over the world. The products that they brought with them and traded for brought hope, medicine for the sick and injured, and sometimes even food for people in famined areas. The balm they made was also used in embalming, get it? So that the stench of the rotting flesh would be covered. So you see, Gilead was thought of as special. It was also the only region where a certain tree grew that was used as strong medicine. And Gilead was said to have the most skillful physicians. It was also the birthplace of the prophet Elijah. Now, the prophet and miracle worker, he defended the worship of the Hebrew God over the Canaanite deity Baal. God also performed many miracles through Elijah, including resurrection, bringing fire down from the sky, and entering heaven alive by means of a chariot of fire. So you see, Gilead not only had the physical covered, but spiritual healing as well. And then again in Jeremiah, we learn that the balm of Gilead has a meaning of spiritual health. You see, the Hebrew word for balm is sori, T-S-O-R-I-Y, which means to crack as with pressure or to cause to leak. Now, this means that the resin from the tree that it comes from had to be forced from the stems or the leaves under pressure of some kind, or that the tree had to be pierced and the resin allowed to leak out through the wounds that were made in the tree. It's probably much like the tree tapping that we use to get maple syrup. But this is a powerful symbol of the life of Christ. Christ the healer, Christ the great physician, sometimes referred to as the balm of Gilead. And he was sent to heal this world. He was the balm, to rid it of the stink and the corruption of the lack of faith and belief in God. Those that are in belief of the power of the living God, well, we know that as Christ was pierced, just as the tender root of that balsam plant, we benefit from his wounds. We receive new life, healing, and redemption from his shed blood. So how do we today become such a balm, and why is it important that we do? What is our responsibility, having been graced by God's love and forgiveness? You see, we too must walk the path of love, but sincere love. It's easy to say we forgive and love everyone, and it sounds real good, but to walk as Christ did is to love without pretense, to love just for the sake of filling a situation or a person with positive vibration of energy. Now, this positive energy heals, replaces wounded areas of life with joy, and not just the other person's joy, but also for ourselves. Have you ever heard the saying that the hose that waters also gets wet? It's impossible for you to do something for someone else without feeling something from it yourself, without gaining something from it yourself. When we mimic the life of Christ, we, as so much as we can, we expand the love of God. Now, the word says in Isaiah 9:2, those who walk in darkness will see a great light. And you may be the only light or the only Bible that some folks will ever know. So then you have become the balm. Your believing healed you. And your sharing your healing healed someone else. What's strange is I'm just finding that out. I am today years old when I found out that I actually was important. I mean, I know I have family and friends that count on me, But when you're just going about your daily life and not really paying attention to the fact that someone is actually paying that close of attention to you, it's kind of scary at first. I recently went to a friend of mine's. She's a minister. I went to her ordination. And she was a dear friend who shared her knowledge of how to heal and reconstruct my muscles after an illness. She was my personal trainer. I shared my knowledge of the indwelling Christ nature with her as much as I could and as often as I could. And she began to study. And now, years later, I had the pleasure of being at her ordination. And then something really shocking happened. She got up to speak, and she gave honor to God and thanked her family and teachers and friends. And then she did something I never expected. She thanked God for putting me in her path. She said, "My being unafraid to share my joy, my faith, my belief with her and to keep it through all that I had to go through to rebuild my physical self made her think of all God had done for her. And now she knew why I was so excited about life." As she spoke, I went through a whole bunch of emotions all at the same time. I went from "don't give me praise" to joy to even having a tear in my eye because, you see, I wasn't trying to change her belief system. I was just speaking my truth. And it, with the help of the Spirit leading me, pierced something within her. And it started a hunger for a closer walk with the Lord. And she took that leap of faith. So now, with the help of others, we are more than willing and able to work together for the good of the kingdom, to drive a light so bright through this world that it clears the darkness one soul at a time, if that's what it takes. You see, when you're just living from the inside out, if your inside is aligned with the mind of the divine, and if you truly believe what you see God doing in your world, in your life, in your walk, in that of your family and friends, if you just see the glory of God in things all around you, even in the difficult times, you have to share it. It's like going to a great restaurant and you know you have to share that the food was good and the atmosphere was great and the staff waited on you hand and foot. It's just human nature to want to share something that's good. And when you do that from your very heart, from a pure place, you just don't know who's paying attention. You just don't know what's going on in their life. And you may just be the balm to cover that hole in their heart and their spirit that they don't even know exists. There's a Japanese art form that if you break a dish, the crack can be sealed by gold or silver or platinum or something that's precious. And it adds to the beauty of the broken object. So you see, that resin that is the balm that covers wounds from the poplar tree, and that blood of Christ that covers all of our cracks, adds to the beauty of who we are. It adds to what we are. And it adds to the fact that we are walking with the one God. Thus we say the living God. The mighty God is a living man when that man is walking in the path and the footsteps of our Savior. Now, that's not an easy thing to do. But I found out that even at the times when I'm at my worst, I get convicted. God brings those cracks where my humanity comes forth and I may be mad or I may be disappointed. Appointed and I may be sad, but he fills those cracks with the ointment of the remembrance of what he did for me. what he did for all of us. You see, God could have just wiped this world clean and started all over again. But he chose to send his son to redeem us all by being pierced, by being transgressed upon, and then being transformed and taken back into the realm where he could send the Holy Spirit back to us to comfort us, to lead us, to let us know that we are never, ever alone. And there are times that I have to sit and I have to think and I really have to make myself not go down the rabbit hole with something negative or not project, this is going to happen now and I should say this and this is what the other person would say. Leave all that in the background. What we have to learn to do is to let the Spirit lead and we follow. Not try to write the screenplay. That worked well on television, but not in real life. If we write the screenplay, it comes out the way we desire it to come out, but that may not be the best for the growth of our soul or for the growth of someone else's soul. We have to learn to be used. We have to learn to be willing and able to take a back seat to our ego and let the light of Christ shine through. Let the brilliance of all the precious metal, all the precious love and joy that comes from Christ flow through and seal those cracks to make sure that our timing is perfect. And when he tells you to speak, speak. Don't walk in fear. Because if he's telling you to do something, wherever you're supposed to go has already been laid. It's already been fixed so that when you speak, your words won't fall on deaf ears. It's like when you garden and you till the soil and you make the soil ready so that when you plant the seed, that seed will be nurtured and grow. I didn't realize that I was doing all of that. So it gave me a very humble state of mind. And as I thanked her, I realized something else. Not only had I dripped on her, but that very minute that she decided to humble herself and say that someone else helped her, that God had put somebody in her life, she helped everybody in that room, especially me, because I have this bad habit of not really knowing, well, no, I'll say not really remembering who I am. I am the light of the world that is sent here by Christ because he said I was his righteousness. Not that I do everything right, but I have to learn. And we all have to learn to see ourselves the way God sees us, to believe in who we are, to believe that we are divine, that we have that same spark, that Christ nature within us, and that Christ nature waits patiently until we're ready to, like, just let it leak out. And boy, when we do. And I know what it means now when it says that one can cast away some, but two can cast away more. And I'm telling you, if one or two get together and Christ said, there I am in the midst, can you imagine what happens or what would happen if everybody got together and just did that on a daily basis? Yes, there will be some people that tell you to shut up. Yes, there will be some people that think you're crazy and they'll let you know it. You might even be harmed because of it. We have to be able to take that risk. Yes, it's a chance of a physical pain. And yes, it's a chance of mental anguish because of that. But if you're living for Christ and you want everything in your life to just be for the knowledge of the kingdom, to help bring this kingdom to earth as it is in heaven. And heaven is within each of us. As we realize that, as we let that New Jerusalem come from us, as we let that part of the divine show through, this world will be a much more palatable place. The things that are going on now seem to be going on for no reason. Young people are being shot for no reason. It's just all sorts of war, rumors of war, and it's not even rumors anymore. There are wars. But the biggest war is fought in the battlefield of your mind. Because if you don't believe that you can change things, that you are the God that you serve, that you are the one with the power to help get other people who also have that power together for good, if you don't believe in the strength of your knowledge of the Christ, then what good are we doing? We can say that we are Christian. Christian means followers of Christ. Followers of the things that he believed in and taught. He said, follow him. But what he meant was follow him in his actions. He didn't expect you to be nailed to a tree. Although sometimes we are metaphysically and metaphorically nailed to a tree when people chastise and make fun. But that's nothing to what our Christ went through. If he can do what he did and what he is still doing through others, we can suffer just a little bit of, I guess, ego thrashing that we would get. The things of this world that God made are the most beautiful things in the world. Things that make you happy. Things that when you look at a rose, when you look at beauty, when you see what a seed had to go through, when you see when the petals of a rose have to be crushed in order to make perfume that we like. Nothing is made without it first being crushed or tapped or wounded in some way. Know this. Know that if you align yourself with the mind of the divine, that you can stand the crushing. Because you know that when you pop back up, you will be so much stronger. You will be able to do what you were sent here to do. We have a purpose, and that purpose is to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. And I thank you for listening to me while I remind myself, and I give thanks for my friend who helped me to remember. And I give thanks to all of you for joining me each and every week, and we learn together. Be blessed.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Just
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.